Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
After on this Thursday, welcome back to it. Yeah, apparently a lot of folks have these high-end multi-million dollar shelters, bunkers, bomb shelters, whatever you want to call them. Anyhow, maybe our next guest knows more about it. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What do people in Congress know that I don't? Because I'm reading all these articles now that the folks, the members of Congress, are building these elaborate luxury bunkers and shelters there around D.C. I mean, you guys know something we don't? What the hell's going on?
But, you know, this is the first time I've heard about it. I'm not building one. I live in my office, so
well,
I guess
go.
If it's a bunker, it's a bunker.
Yeah, I guess I won't survive the apocalypse. The end times will claim me, I suppose. Anyhow, let me ask you about something I heard again yesterday. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders out there on the campaign trail saying if you make less than $125,000 a year, then your kids can go to college tuition free. That would apply to about 83% of incoming freshmen this year. To me, it sounds pretty simple. Like, you vote for me, and I'm going to buy your vote by giving you a free education. What would you call it?
Well, I'd call it the same thing, especially since she doesn't have any way to pay for it except by increasing taxes on less and less people to pay more and more. It's a system that moves toward European socialism in many ways, and of course that's the direction I believe that Hillary Clinton wants to go. Bernie Sanders certainly does, and he at least is honest about it.
No, he doesn't want European socialism. He wants Venezuela style so that we can have a complete destruction of the system. He wants government control of the means of production. That's what Bernie Sanders wants. It's even worse, but go on.
I mean, you're right on that. It all moves that same direction because the minimum to the intermediate doesn't work, and so they go whole hog. And that's the fear. And I hope people understand that what Hillary Clinton is offering is just the same old, liberal claptrap that has not worked and has caused a melting down of a strong economy to something that is so sluggish and is now so divided across the spectrums in the United States. Do we want that? I don't. I hope that the majority of people, as they vote this November, decide the same thing.
Now, you had a pretty good finger wagging, you and, well, a whole bunch of other folks in Congress yesterday from the president, finger wagging saying you had no business overriding his veto of this 9/11 survivors bill. He said it'll open the door to potentially getting the United States sued by people that are injured in war and so forth. Tell me about this bill and why you don't believe what the president is saying. It was bipartisan override, clear and thundering override. Tell me about it.
Strong in both houses. So what we believe that American citizens who have been harmed by foreign actors who receive support, funding, opportunities, and at the very least, no pushback from a government that should have known, should have the opportunity to file suit in court for redress. We believe that very clearly. When the president talks about this being turned around on us by other countries, for what reason, Mr. President? Are we a perpetrator of terrorist activity here in the United States? Are we sending bad actors over to foreign countries to disrupt their nation and kill their people? No, we're sending people over to defend people who desire to be free, at the very least, whether we've done it right or wrong, in the sense of policy. So, Mr. President, I would say, get on board with the concept of what America is about and defend our people, not the terrorists.
So he was very strong, saying there'll be unintended consequences that opens us up and our sovereignty up for challenges. So you don't believe that at all?
I don't believe that at all. We are a sovereign nation because we are a sovereign nation. If the president doesn't understand that by now, after being president of the United States at the very least, he'll never get it. We are to be the strongest nation on this earth. That's point blank how it ought to be. And make no apologies for it. We are the strongest nation and must be the strongest nation on the earth. Otherwise, we don't have the liberties and freedoms that our system has put in place like no other system in the world. So he can push back. He always fingers wags if he's disagreed with. In this case, he was disagreed with a majority of Democrats as well. So I think speaking as the people's house for the for the people, and the Senate speaking as a state's house for the states. We did the right thing, and the president, sadly, only had one veto so far in his career as president. And had we had someone else other than Harry Reid in the Senate, we'd have probably had several others.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. All right, so let's talk about your race to retain your seat here in Congress. How's it going? Do you have any polling numbers to share? How are things looking for you? Because I haven't been able to see anything yet.
Yeah, I think we're doing well. It's going to be a battle. Our district is a swing district. It's purple. I'm a conservative, unabashed conservative. I believe I'm a conservative because it's worked in the United States. It's made us what we are. We stand on key principles of limited government, of reduced unnecessary spending, of liberty for people to make choices, and responsibility, personal responsibility with accountability. I think those are good ideas, and we're playing those out and showing a voting record that stands on that as well. Yesterday, I had, in fact, the last bill passed in the House of Representatives before we adjourned for October was my bill that pushed back on the president's crazy overtime, mandatory overtime rule that doubles the overtime requirement with no ability to pay for it, and with not simply just small businesses or large businesses causing a ruckus about it, but we're talking about universities like University of Michigan, Michigan State, that have spoken to the fact it'll cost a 4% increase in tuition on students. So
right.
this overtime rule is going to hurt people, and we're trying to save that, save jobs. And so we passed that yesterday, and so I'm talking about what we're doing, and I think I have a record that that will stand the test.
All right. Congressman Tim Walberg, we've only got, a little over 5 weeks to go, and I guess it gets interesting from here. Appreciate your time, as always, my friend.
Great to be with you. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll move on next week and see what happens.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg here on the program. Now, coming up next, we'll have Nolan Finley here, and he'll be telling us who the Detroit News is endorsing for president. I don't mean to laugh, but it's hard not to. Stick around if you haven't heard. We'll explain that to you when we get back.